All right, this is a quick and easy tag at the top. We had to do this because our episode was already recorded, and we wanted to make sure that everybody knows next Wednesday, my birthday, April 16th, we're doing our podcast live at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Now, in the episode, we may mention that the show starts at 8, which it did originally. It has now been pushed to 9 o'clock.
Why is that, Tom?
Well, as of now, I'm taping stand-up on Craig Ferguson that day.
Oh.
Which means it's going to delay us getting down there. So we still wanted to do the show. The club still wanted us to do it. But now it's just a matter of everybody finding out that, yes, it's a little wet, it's a little late for a weekday, but we're all big boys. And
girls.
And we're going to do the podcast live in San Diego, April 16th. But the show now starts at 9 p.m. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, that's it.
All right. Enjoy this episode.
That's right.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I'm saying?
Like this, you know what I'm saying? My mom,
mom.
You know what I'm saying?
Inspired by that same French excellence.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
The mayor of Know What I'm Saying.
Yeah, he wants to be the mayor. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Like this, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Pull off the proper
honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Understand that?
Wow.
Unreal. Unreal.
So many You Know What I'm Sayings in
so
one
many.
Song.
And then the question always goes through your mind, will there be more You Know What I'm Sayings this episode?
Who knows? We'll have to wait.
Who
and see.
Knows? You'll just have to hold on and wait. Do you know what we're saying?
Something tells me the answer is yes in the affirmative.
Big shout out to Ghost Crew for that Know What I'm Saying song. And also, I forget who sent in this instrumental. They marked it as dope instrumental.
It really is. Yeah. That is no misnomer.
There's so much to do this episode.
I know. Got so much to catch up on, yo.
Yeah, we really do. My apologies to everybody in Virginia Beach that was coming to see me. I was excited to see you. I got sick on the way.
On the plane.
Like, literally as we're taking off. We weren't even, you know, we weren't even leveled out. We were, seatbelt sign was still on, and I made a dash to the bathroom and
the
began.
Toilet.
The toilet and the toilet, and I started violently vomiting, and then I had diarrhea, and then I vomited again. I vomited and shit the entire flight to Minneapolis, which is where my connection was. Thank God it was only that far, which is a 3-hour flight. When I got off there, I was sweating. I was just so beat for 3 hours of just chaos. And then I was like, there's no way I can get on my
connecting flight. You're like, I'm definitely going to Virginia Beach.
Yeah,
like
yeah. I need to do, I'm a performer. I need to do a show. No, so I'm actually, it took me so long to get to the point where I go, take care of yourself.
Well, because our business doesn't give a shit. Like, they'll literally be like, well, we can put a puke bucket next to the stage for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but if I don't care for myself now, I can't go out again next week.
The next week,
and the
right.
week after. Like, it's, you got to stop it. You got to put your finger in the dike.
Yep. Yeah, so I know. Speak. Well, I mean, like, in the years past, I would, you know, I had a doctor told me not to fly one time, and I go, I have to.
Of course.
I have shows. Right. I can't. And he was like, okay. But anyways.
I mean, you're a grown man now. That was in your 20s.
That's
and
true.
You can't do. Listen, look at poor John Panette. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
Talk about a guy that burned it at both ends.
I know.
With his, you know, his health, his weight, his habits. That's what I'm saying. You gotta take care of yourself. You got one life, man.
Well, here's what happened, though. I want to tell you what happened to our listeners that are there. I got a hotel room in Minneapolis just to rest, and I puked and shit there. And the next morning, when I was still shooting water out of my ass, I was like, I'm going home. I can't. Yeah. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do bad shows. I'm going to not feel well.
Horrible.
I'm not going to get better. So, anyways, that's what happened. I flew home, and probably 48 hours after I flew home, I was better. But I think it was either some stomach flu or I ate something contaminated. I don't know.
I think it was a flu because I had it before you, but I didn't vomit.
Yeah, I don't know how you didn't vomit. I vomited so much.
Because I didn't eat. I knew what it was because I had that weird phobia of vomiting. I stopped eating, basically.
Yeah.
I did. I restricted my food. So
no, I know.
That's how crazy I am,
G.
I have emotional problems about it.
Well, check it out. This I'm back, and I definitely will be back in Virginia Beach. I wasn't kidding when I said that is absolutely one of my favorite clubs, and it's the best Funny Bone of that whole chain, I think. It's my favorite one. So I'm very, very sorry, but that's what happened. This week, so far, I'm not sick, and I am going to Appleton, Wisconsin to do Skyline.
It's a fun club. It's a great club.
Yeah, I'm excited about
it. Great crowd. You're going to love it.
So, you know, the nice thing is I just have that suitcase sitting there because
oh, look
it's
at
packed
that.
From last week.
Comedian's wet dream to not have to repack.
Yeah, I'm just going to wheel it on out.
Wow.
So Skyline, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, please come see me if you're in the greater Appleton, Green Bay, whatever, Milwaukee, Oshkosh area.
Is that real?
That's real, sure.
Oshkosh?
Yeah. Wisconsin, baby.
Like those overall Oshkosh bagosh?
Yeah, and that's the you know the history of that of those overalls.
No,
when the first settlers in Wisconsin arrived, it was like in the dead of winter, and they didn't have pants that protected them from like how cold it was. So they built these, they made these overalls, and they became known as like identifier of people from Oshkosh.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I made that up. I don't know anything about that shit.
Did they sew beaver tails into the pockets?
Yeah, they all have beaver tails, and there's, yeah. Hmm. So, anyways, that's that. Then the following week, well, we have our live podcast, my birthday show in San Diego.
I'm sorry, you're...
My Smurf Day.
Thank you.
April 16th, guys, I'm turning 28, come out to the American Comedy Company.
Whatever.
And we're doing a live podcast. And then a few days later, we're doing the podcast live in Pasadena, and you can watch that one streaming on the interwebs.
Yes, you can watch it for free.
April 19th, 7:30 Pacific, Pacific. make sure you mark that down.
Do you want the URL?
Sure.
Go to, it is now called Kogo TV, so it's C-O-G-O. .tv/yourmomshouse. You can also use the Laughster link. It's still up. Laughster.
Well, give them the new one again. Why don't you give them again?
/yourmomshouse. The new one is Kogo. Kogo.tv/yourmomshouse. And you can watch it for absolutely free. You know, we'll have stuff for you to bid on if you want to bid on a shout out during the show.
Or you can donate or whatever.
Or just donate. You know, I think just donate if you love it.
If you love it.
If you want to. You don't have to. It's totally free to watch, though, otherwise.
Yeah. So that'll be that Saturday 19th.
7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Right. And then I go to Cleveland the following week. I'm there the 24th through the 27th. The great city of Cleveland, Ohio. And then we go to Manada, Vancouver. We're doing the podcast Wednesday the 30th. And then Christina and I are doing stand-up all week. Everything's at the Comedy Mix on Burrard Street. Please come see us. Jeans?
Jeans. So here we go. I will not be in Cleveland this week. I know I announced it. I had a situation with my life that I can't go. Some other stuff is going on. So I'm sorry if you guys bought tickets to Cleveland. I promise to make that up to you at a later date. April 24th through 27th, I'm at the Addison Improv in Addison, Tejas. Then in Vancouver, the Comedy Mix with my husband, April 30th through May 3rd, as you just said. And then June 6th, 9 p.m. at the Funhouse in Portland, Oregon. The link for tickets, it's up on my site, ChristinaComedy.com.
Oh, shit, they're up now?
Nice. Oh, yeah. Or and your mom's house podcast.com. I put it up there in case you guys want to see. I highly, please, guys, come out and support this paradigm.
Definitely.
This is something new I'm trying. It's a way to maximize my time home with my jeans. If I could do one night out, and it's an experiment, and I really want you guys to come out and support. And that's it, man. It's rock and roll. We've got some surprises coming up this summer. We're touring with the podcast, and we'll announce those dates as they come.
Yeah, we have some new cities. It'd be fun. All right. What's up?
Oh, sorry. Are you going to read an ad right now?
In a moment. What do you want to say?
I want to tell the guys, please, please support the show by using our banner on your mom's house podcast.com. Amazon, it's such a help. If you're going to do your shopping on Amazon, why not do it through your mom's house? And here's what I've been doing, you guys. New trick. Did you know that you're not supposed to use your toothbrush for more than like 2 months?
It's a tooth butt.
Seriously, though, I read on Oprah Magazine, 2 months max on toothbrushes.
She's my black savior.
On toothbrushes. Oh, she's everybody. She's black Jesus. Now, here's an idea for you kids. If you go to Amazon through our banner, why don't you subscribe and get your toothbrushes sent to your house automatically every 2 months? That's right. On Amazon, you can automate.
Your what?
That stuff. I'm sorry?
What are you going to get sent to your house?
Your toothbrushes. Whoa.
You can't do a pre-roll dental update, can you?
No.
Okay. That is a good idea. And we just, we had to modify our toilet paper today.
Why is that, Tom?
Because you keep using six rolls to wipe your vag.
We go through roughly one roll a day. Is what that, we actually did have to increase.
My wife, here's the thing. My wife has a huge asshole.
A big, gaping brown hole. No, we had to up our toilet paper intake. Can you believe that? We had to actually update the frequency. That's how disgusting you are. By the way, you clogged the toilet today, and then you walked away from it as though you didn't. And then I went to go potty, and it was like, glue, 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 glue. Thanks for that. Don't act like when you flushed, you didn't notice that.
Whatever, man.
You didn't notice that the brown didn't go down?
The brown did go down. What are you talking about?
But when you clog the toilet, the brown barely goes down, and then it goes,
went down.
Like you hear it go.
It's fine.
When you plunge the toilet, did you see my brown?
No, just paper.
I wish you would see my brown.
Turds. Yuck.
What you got? What's your copy?
Anything else though from Amazon?
No, I just think it's a great way to live your life. I'm telling you, dudes, we automate.
That part's true. The automated thing is
awesome. We automate our toilet paper. We automate paper towels. We automate dishwasher detergent. Fucking Palmolive.
Fucking
toilet paper, bro.
Fucking like, you know.
What's calculus?
Fucking. Right. Dude, bro, think of all that shit you don't want to fucking buy at the grocery store, eh? Fucking Holmes, you put that shit on Amazon, you fucking automate that shit. Straight.
I'm with you, dog.
You know all what right. I'm saying?
Check this shit out, yo. Check
you
it
smell
out.
Me?
Please, if you enjoy this show, if you want to support our show, a great way to do it is to support our sponsor. You know? Ooh. Somebody, I know what that is.
I know what that is too. Somebody yeah. came to pick up something.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill! Yeah. Kill! Kill!
Jesus Christ.
FIFA.
Can we stop this?
Hey, thief! Hey!
Oh boy.
Hold on. Oh, let me wrestle him up. You can.
All right, we're back.
Our vicious attack dog was going after our landlord who's fixing our
Theo,
screen
our rock welder.
Can you believe how vicious he was?
He was doing it for real.
Yeah, I love
protecting
that.
The house, man.
Yeah, that's a good dog.
Yep.
The rock welder. Stupid. There's people that really think that. But yeah, I can't wait to watch Mr. Selfridge tonight.
We have to do our opening.
Oh, shit, man. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Let's do it right now.
Let's do that. Well,
okay, bro.
We'll get into it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Ooh, ooh.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy. This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Hey, did you plan that it would go from severe black yelling to more black yelling with our opening? It's really neat how you did that.
Oh, my God. That clip made me laugh so hard this weekend. That it provided me with a joy that I can't. It's one of the times that I woke up shaking in bed laughing was laughing at this guy.
Oh, this was
this is during a sermon.
The sermon.
The preacher, yeah. The preacher says this. I wish I knew context in a way. Like, what is this about? But
right, is he preaching about like love thy neighbor, and then this is how he gets his point across?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
You can hear the yeah.
It's interesting.
I think it's more in line with like, he's saying like, you know, there's a place I went to. They didn't give me the right food, and then I got mad that I didn't get my order right. So he's saying, like, always make sure you get your order right.
Oh, okay,
when you get lunch.
I don't know. I don't always understand the kind of talk, but okay, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Do you think the congregation didn't even flinch at that? They're like, no. We are kind of crazy sometimes.
But the guy who posted the tweet that I saw said it was a vine, and it was like, when your boys smoke all that kush and they finish it without, like, before you get there. Like, this is how you react.
What's wrong with you?
Silly.
What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Will that make its way into the Tom or Black? I don't know.
For sure. Crazy. I like how he says crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. What's wrong with y'all? Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Uh-huh.
It's so great. So good. Whoever posted that pastor, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You did a good job. Good work. Really good. Jeans, there's so much to cover. You were in Manfriend Disco again.
Yeah, I did this really rando gig with Sarah of Sarah and Vinny of Alice FM up in San Francisco.
It's a big morning show up there.
It's a huge morning show up there. And I did their comedy cocktail about a year ago. And Sarah and I have been texting and being like BFFs. And she has a band that she does cover songs with called, it was called Dumb Jacques this time, but they name it something different every time.
Mm-hmm.
And like she had me open for the band, which was so fun. But it was like, it was a harsh room and the sound wasn't very good. So I didn't do very long.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was fun. We should have her on our show. I think it'd be really fun for the Man from Disco episode.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
She's a real friend broad. I like her a lot. I think she and I would be friends in high school. You ever meet someone and you're like, oh, we should have been friends like 20 years ago. I really get you.
You're like, if I still had a social life, I would definitely be.
Yeah. If I still wanted friends. Like, I feel like you and I are so just in our own world so much, you know.
It's true.
You have to make a real effort in your 30s to hang out with your friends.
It's unbelievable.
It's why is it so hard now? We're like,
I don't know, man.
I just want to stay home.
I'm even bad about phone calls.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I have mental reminders about who I need to call back.
Yeah.
And sometimes they go for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's still, and it's there. It's like, hey, man, 2 weeks ago, you're supposed to call this person back. And like, it'll hit me throughout the day.
you know what?
And then it goes to the next day.
Do you know that my friends know better than to even bother calling me? They just text. Like, I have one friend, like Mary Lynn Rice Cub. Mm-hmm. She's in England right now, but she's the only friend that would call me and I would actually talk. Because we got into that habit.
Yeah.
I don't call anybody.
You got in the calling habit?
With Mary Lynn.
Oh, but everybody else is a texter.
Yeah, because Mary Lynn and I are on the same schedule. The problem is with our friends is that they're not all comedians. So
oh, right.
They call you like at the time you're just about to go on stage. Like yeah. My dad loves to
they
do
call
that.
You, like, fuck, you're man. About to go on stage and you're like,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that?
That's verbatim the conversation I have with my friends.
When they call you right before you hit the stage.
You niggas are crazy. No, oh, I just said the N-word again.
Again? Jesus.
Great.
So I managed to dance around it so well, but you can't.
You make the
yourself.
Clip that, and then I'm not supposed to address it?
Mm-hmm.
How am I not supposed to quote it directly?
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the subject.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I'm excited to watch Mr. Selfridge.
Mr. Selfridge. We got roped into that very sneakily by PBS.
Yeah.
And they're naming their shows Masturbate Theater. And that's how you watch Downton. If you're a Downton daddy here, you record Masturbate. And
hello, I'm Laura Linney. And welcome to Masturbate Classics with Tom Segura.
And I go, and then like that, right?
Today, Tom will masturbate at home. He's usually in a hotel room, but today we see him on his couch at home in rare form.
It's true. I'm at home. I'm gonna jerk off on my couch. What else do you want, Laura?
Tom, can you tell our viewers the differences, the nuances between masturbating in a hotel room versus masturbating in your own home?
I try to not get it on stuff when I'm home. That's it.
What do you clean up with?
I just shoot it under my wife's stuff.
Oh, Tom. What about pornography? Do you worry that your wife will walk in on you?
No. That's a nice little segment there. Masturbate theater.
I really feel like you could host Masturbate Classics.
You haven't walked in on me masturbating.
One of these days, man, You've come real close.
I can tell
really?
You. Really? Of course.
Really?
Over the years, of course.
Can you tell me of one time?
Nah, there's not a specific time that...
Damn.
It's like, I just know that like I've been, you know, cranking them out before and you've just appeared. I've been like, what? And you're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just fucking doing stuff. What are you doing?
You know that I totally don't care.
I know.
But
no,
it's so funny.
I feel like it's a blessing in disguise because...
Yeah, up there.
We have high. Because I know of couples that are like not even cool with that. I feel badly for them.
Oh, rubbing out stuffs?
Yeah. Like, just cranking them out. And there's spouses that are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they see it as a form of cheating on somebody. Like, yeah. I should be your sole source of ejaculation. Why aren't you ejaculating inside of me?
Yeah, and you're like, well, you know, I'm fucking amusing myself right now. What's the problem?
Yeah, I think because, dude, like we've said in the past, dudes use masturbation as more than, like, I don't know, jizz. Like, isn't it an emotional thing for you?
There's so many ways that dudes medicate. I mean, with jerking off, like, some people do it just to get regular, you know, just to feel normal. So a lot of guys are just like frustrated and they're not, you know, like it's not even sexual at the time. It's like just need to calm down, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you get that poison running through your veins.
You get the poison running through you. I know dudes that do it like almost regularly in the morning. It's like they're guys that have regular 9-to-5s do it before work.
Wow.
So that's them. Some guys do it right before they go to sleep to fall asleep. And I know guys, and I've had this conversation with guys who are like, oh, do you ever jerk off like the same day you had sex? And they're like, oh yeah, like I had sex and then yeah, I jerked off totally like normal. 2 hours later.
Oh, do you ever jerk off in your car parked in front of our house?
I've done that every day for the last year.
Yeah.
And the only time I don't do it is if there's kids playing in the street. That's it.
But sometimes that's really nice bonus though.
Yeah. Some of the whole.
Do you think a lot of guys do that? Like they have to go in the car in the driveway to jerk off?
That sounds like one of the saddest stories. But I'm sure, yeah.
That would be terrible.
There's probably guys that can't get away with jerking off in their own showers. You know, like they have to like double bolt the door. And they're probably still scared.
Well, especially if you have kids, I imagine that's
dangerous. A real motherfucker. I mean, we don't have kids and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that changes the whole game plan.
Because do you remember as a kid, like, you would just burst in everywhere. Like, you don't care. You don't know what sexual stuff is. You're like, what are you doing?
My parents locked the door. But, like, I'm sure my poor dad would want to crank one out. And
wait
like,
a minute.
Dad.
But the whole family doesn't crank them out together?
Dad, are you jerking off right now? And he's like...
Okay. It's like... multiple choice.
Who do you want to watch jerk off? It's multiple choice.
Oh, God, I can't picture your dad. What was that wonderful scenario you gave me at brunch yesterday? Where you're like, who would you rather have sex with, my dad or your stepdad?
Right.
Meaning top dog or
your
ex-Indian stepdad.
Right. Because they're both about the same age. I just wanted to see like who's more your flavor. But then you said it was not a reasonable proposal because the one was a father figure for so many years.
Clearly, yeah. One's like a paternal. Your dad is just like a man I met as an adult woman.
Right, right.
And I can, you know, do I want to do that? No. But if I have to choose, obviously, like top dog's not my blood. So, and I've practically seen him nude anyways.
Right, I know. Like and that. You had sex with a version of him.
God, if top dog is any indicator of the ghost of Tommy Future,
yeah,
I'm really in for a treat. I the time I hear for those of you who don't know, one time top dog came out into the kitchen at like 5 a.m. We were leaving Florida and he gave me a hug and he was naked with the exception of a paper thin pair of boxer
shorts.
They were
shorts. Like from the '70s.
Paper thin.
So dated.
And they were at one time white, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And they're clear. And they're clear right now. There's some stripes on them. They're faded too. You can see everything.
And I had the wherewithal to not look down. I was like,
or lean in too hard for that. Hug,
yeah,
huh?
I'm like, I'm just gonna hug you. He's like, far. He's sturdy as shit though.
Yeah, he's a fucking rock, man. That's a weightlifter.
What is it? A shit brick house?
Yeah, it's a brick shit house.
Fuck, I always fuck that up. Yeah, he's meat. He's all meat, no cheese.
Yeah, yeah. He's a man. He's a man.
Yeah, I would easily do your dad over my stepdad.
Oh my god.
What about?
Oh my god.
What about? You don't have a stepdad. This sucks. What about your Aunt Blanca?
Oh, my God. Oh my God. What?
Huh? Or my...
No, wait. I didn't give you anyone you're related to.
Or my old stepmom.
Yeah. But this is over in half
my stepdad's not related to me?
No, of course not.
He was for 17 years.
You're not related. You're not blood.
Well, I don't have anybody. Your family's functional. Nobody's divorced.
Well, okay. Your stepmom in a heartbeat, which I would have done, by the way. I'd still do her.
That's so rude. That's my stepmom, my ex-stepmom you're talking about.
I like her. She looks good.
What part do you like best? The ice cold
the ice
demeanor?
Stare. She gives you the ice stare.
Her totally unwarm Eastern Bloc.
I feel
demeanor.
Like she'd be critical during sex.
Yeah.
She'd be like, tell me like what I'm doing wrong. And like, she'd be like, is this what you've been doing? Like that kind of thing. And yeah. Like, yeah, this is my move.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Not again, fucking piece of shit.
You don't know how to use your tongue so good.
Gross. All right.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
But Mr. Selfridge is getting really good.
Guys, Mr. Selfridge is good. Jeremy Piven, I never would picture in this role or being good in this role, but he is. And the story is great. Writing's great. It's that same British flavor that Downton Daddy's come to appreciate.
If you're not familiar, it's about the famous store Selfridge's. He opens it up back in the turn of the century. And it's basically a huge department store.
Yeah, it's like 2000, 2001, right?
and 1900.
Yeah, it's like 1909. And it's an American at that time going to England, going to London and opening his store. And it's like he's an outsider. He's like this crazy eccentric guy and, you know, he has all these great wild ideas. But there's also so many storylines going on. It's a great cast and it's really well done.
Yeah, and he has affairs and then his wife has a little liaison.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Little dirty thing.
He gets his dick around. It's pretty cool.
But I like, there's this romance blossoming now between one of the Selfridge sales girls who's like an underclass kind
Agnes
of.
Or Agna?
Aggie. And she has a drunk dad.
Aggie.
Who's a piece of shit.
George.
Was a little slow.
He's a little slow and he kind of looks kind of like, eh. Do we have the same parents?
Yeah. George is really dumb for her.
Yeah.
And Aggie is sweet for, sweet on this French guy.
It's, Monsieur Leclos.
I don't speak frog. And he's like a decorator, right? He does the windows, the window dressings.
He's an old school pimp.
It's like Mannequin, like that movie Mannequin.
Mm-hmm. He dresses the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he's like suave. He dresses really smooth and cool. And he has that.
He's very
like,
handsome.
He's handsome and he has the French. The, how do you say? He's like,
How do you say?
You use your tongue and you put inside from the rear. Do you know?
What's his name? His first name? Fougeance or something?
Fougeance.
I've never been with a man before. I only work in accessories, mate.
Mr. Selfridge,
I'm ever so sorry. I'm late for work.
I'm ever so sorry. I didn't know that the boo ba 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 ba.
Mr. Selfridge.
And a Bobberson.
Would you care for a spot of tea? Anyway, that's how she talked, like, kind of like lower class English.
Ah, Mr. Leclerc. It's Henri Leclerc.
Henri. I've never been with a Frenchman before.
well, you are so innocent, like a little flower, but you know there is something else like a flower.
Yes, Henri, I think I know what you're referring to.
The man's anus.
Ah.
It's like a playground. Do you remember being a little girl and you run around the playground?
Yes, but I'm not sure I've seen that kind of flower before.
It's beautiful. It has like a rubber texture and it's warm. And you will use your tongue first to make a circle. And then you will push your tongue into my anus. And so many rewards wait for you there. Here, let me help you get your...
Henry! I've never done this before!
Mange.
And scene.
That's the mommy's version of Masterpiece Theater.
That scene you'll never forget when you see it.
He does. His character would say something like that to her. I feel like all French guys want you to eat their buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever made out with a Frenchman?
No. What's it like?
They do that to you. It's pretty intense.
Ugh.
You ever had a girl eat your butthole?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Well, a certain someone that I'm with for life won't. So yes, I do live through them, the memories of...
What if I licked a finger and then touched your butthole?
It's a great start. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm so afraid of your butthole, especially in light of the sounds I've been hearing since you were homesick. I mean, your normal repertoire isn't nice. This was horrendous. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to further humiliate you.
What do you mean?
Pure water. I could hear it. I could hear everything.
Really?
Everything through
that door.
How
come I never hear anything from you? Anything.
Because I weigh significantly less and I don't poo that hideously.
Come on, man.
But my dumps aren't thunder dumps like yours. Mine are like healthy, whole, roughage-filled shits. They don't have tons of air and
heat
and steam.
Excuse me. The last thing I ate before I got violently ill was a big salad you made me.
Yeah, but that you had the stomach flu. That wasn't...
I'm just saying. I ate that salad and the next dump I took sounded like fucking Hiroshima.
Why? Can I ask you one question about your shits? Why does it sound like there's so much wind?
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying that it's not. It's the sound of violence. Like there's so much farting.
What do
Why
you mean?
Are you farting so much?
I'm
to
not.
Shit.
I'm not. What do you mean?
But then I hear. Here's what I hear. Literally, here's what I hear through the door. Plop, plop, plop. Plop, 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 plop. And then I hear everything hit the water. That's, to me, that means that it's being propelled towards the water. It's not like falling. Mine just falls in there because I don't have violent gas. That means that there's something pushing it out. The farts push the shit out. Everybody knows. Why are they so violent, Tom?
They're not violent.
They are, dude. I hear it.
Dude.
What am I fucking hearing then?
You're imagining.
Plop, 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 plop. Plop, plop, plop.
That's not what it sounds like. And you're trying to tell me you hear that and you don't want to eat that up? You don't put your mouth down there?
French guy's butt doesn't sound like that.
What do you think?
Henri's.
Monsieur Leclerc's butthole sounds like.
Not that. Yeah, his smokes cigarettes like his mouth. That's how the French do it. They smoke out of their buttholes. I don't think we have a single French listener, like in France.
Hell yeah, we do.
I can't imagine.
Neither can I.
Your podcast is very unsophisticated and how do you say?
Very childish.
Childish.
How do you say?
Juvenile.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yesterday I sent a tweet out about WrestleMania.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm sure people love it when you make fun of one of the most beloved American pastimes. It's like NASCAR.
It is. It's kind of like that. So NASCAR is like a real, I guess, competition. But that is so funny that some people tweeted me and they were like, well, because people got really upset and like were tweeting like crazy shit to me, like how upset they were.
Yeah.
And some people were like, yeah, I get it. And some people even wrote, I wear my jeans super high and tight, and I love WrestleMania. So I'm cool with both sides of it. But it got pretty heated there for a second. It got serious. It's just funny to me that people, like guys my age, are like, fucking WrestleMania is tonight. Like, I can't miss this.
I had an ex-boyfriend that was super into WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I went to a wrestling match once.
What?
Yeah.
You
I didn't
did?
Tell you this? Yeah.
No.
I saw The Undertaker.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's apparently what everybody was so up in arms about last night.
Oh, The Undertaker was on?
Yeah, yeah.
He's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I hate to say it, but...
No, you don't have to hate to say it.
Here's the thing. I get that it is kind of stupid. Like,
I get that it's nostalgic. These are guys that grew up with it, of course. For me, I never got into it. As a kid.
No, I mean, I liked Captain Lou Albano.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Hulk Hogan. I liked Rowdy Piper. But I didn't really, and Glow, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Do you remember that?
No.
But the problem is that it is kind of like, it's so childish and stupid. Like, okay, so here's what my ex-boyfriend explained it to me.
How old were you when you
20, 21. It was the summer I worked at Starbucks. It was a guy I dated the summer before I went to England.
Oh,
when I was a barista, thank you, certified. And he explained to me, he's like, it's basically good against evil. And it's just like these storylines of good versus evil. And that's why people like it so much.
Right.
It's a very simplistic way of an age old theme.
Was your, when your boyfriend at the time said that, were you like, and he was like, yeah, make it a double espresso too while you're at it.
You know what?
What?
I ate his ass.
Oh, really?
Well, I used to shove coffee beans up there and I eat them out. No, what I like to do is
you
after
did not
work,
eat his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, after work, I would take the leftover coffee grounds.
No, you didn't.
And I would rub them up in his butthole and then eat
would
the grounds.
Would you use one
up.
Of the
tampers?
The tamper. And
tamp
you
it into
his.
His. Yeah.
You did not eat his butthole.
Well, what I would do is give him coffee ground enemas.
These are stories now. I know this is not true.
No, it is retarded. I really think that wrestling for grown-ups is like, something's wrong.
Yeah, and I don't... I just tweeted it like it was a passing thought. I don't really care. I mean, people can like whatever they want to like. It was just funny to me that like... It's not just funny to me that grown guys like it. I think some guys get that, like, that's, you know, it's kind of funny that they like it.
Yeah, but like, they have to be aware that it is kind
of
silly.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
And I get it. Like, I get it. I understand that it's, like, probably they grew up with it and they had all the shirts and the posters and all that shit. I totally understand that. What's funny to me are the guys who are so, like, unaware of the world that when you point out kind of the silliness of it, that they're like, fuck you, man. I love this shit. And they're like really serious about it.
Can I tell you where I saw it was like at a stadium. I don't remember exactly which one, but it was a stadium full of dudes here in LA. I'm talking just so many people you've no idea are into this. And, you know, the energy's fun.
Sure, yeah, I get it.
Are there a lot of Harvard graduates there? I doubt it.
Now you're hitting below the belt. Why do you gotta make fun of their
Nobel laureates in the audience? Probably not.
I mean,
I'm just assuming Carl Sagan wasn't.
Are there,
I don't know,
Nobel laureates on this show?
Put your dick between your legs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I know. Are we throwing stones? Really, the show that features King Ass River?
He could be a wrestling character.
King Ass River should be.
He'd be a great wrestling character. The funny thing is that the fake line, like, everybody knows it's fake, but then, like, the guys that do it will be like, what the fuck's fake about this shit? Like, that, they never break.
That's troubling.
They never break character if, like, there's anyone around.
Yeah. Well, and I think the moves are obviously fake. That's kind of what troubled me.
It's so fake. That's the part for me where I'm like, how could you just keep watching this if you're, like, over 11? Like, it's just, right. It's not a real, like, it's...
Well, because the moves aren't real. Like, pile driver! And you're like, yeah, that guy's just stomping. And you can see him stomping on the mat to make the sound of the hit. Because they can't really hurt each other.
Right, which I, like, you know, so when you're talking about, like, I guess Brock Lesnar, who fought in the WrestleMania last night, used to fight in MMA, like, used to do UFC stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean...
Like, he's real.
Yeah, yeah, he's done real shit, and then he does this, and
so there's a reason.
It's like a superhero character.
It is.
Yeah,
that's what it is, like real life superhero. Now, that being said, though, these guys do have some level of athleticism.
They're
like,
super athletic.
Yeah,
that's unquestionable. They're definitely super athletic.
Now,
guys.
Undertaker's got to be like a million years old.
So
by now.
Fucking old.
Poor guy.
Yeah,
and I imagine their bodies are just thrashed too. Like for doing
guys
that
can't
shit.
Walk.
Yeah,
the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, that guy's the best, dude. He's so
all
crazy.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
His ankle, knee, everything's broken.
Yeah.
Smashed. I guess Hulk Hogan can barely walk now.
That sucks.
His knees, hips. Yeah. They're, you know, they got fucked up doing their fake bullshit.
And then there's that whole drama with like Vince McMahon and all that fucking storylines and stuff.
What do you mean?
Isn't there some story like Vince McMahon was like the evil promoter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they all have a role. Yeah, they all play
a role.
It's
fun.
Everybody has their...
It's hard to stay engaged in it for me personally. It was hard to date a guy that was like, he would watch that shit like every week. And then have to like, one time he tried to sit on the couch with me and watch it. And I was like, dude, I'm studying philosophy at Oxford next semester.
Look at, you're such a snob.
I can't fucking do this.
You're such a snob. Unreal. Didn't know you were like that.
Oh, so exciting. Guys, you know what that is? I'm proud to announce and thrilled and relieved that my veneers are on. And the nightmare is over. And I am so happy with how they turned out. I want to give a huge shout out to the man that handcrafted my veneers. His name is Sam Lee. He's at New Wave Dentistry in Gardena, California. And you guys, I was so afraid to get veneers because I didn't want to come out looking like Steve Harvey with those big stupid donkey chompers.
Lead with your teeth.
God. So this guy, Sam Lee, crafted the most beautiful natural looking teeth, and this is, he in no way sponsors our show. I'm just telling you, get your teeth done by him. He does implants and all that. And also, and my other dentist too, Carl Dispensier in Redondo, highly recommend these two dudes. They saved my ass. The thing is, I never wanted to do veneers because I was so afraid of how phony and shitty they would look. And guys, I don't recommend getting veneers unless you absolutely have to. It is very painful and very long. If you just have like some small cosmetic problem, try to not get veneers because it was 8 hours of putting them in and they filed my teeth down. I had to go back and forth. It was a fucking nightmare. But it's done and I'm so happy.
They look great.
Do they look good? Do you like them?
They look just like you have Theo's teeth.
That's what I asked for. Can you file them down into little chiclets? Now, so guys, seriously though, if you're considering veneers, do your research. It's a motherfuck of a procedure, but get them by Sam Lee if you do. So here we go. This is a dental update from Scott. We read the first part of his dental update when Ari Schaefer was on.
Who?
Ari Schaefer.
Oh, Ari. Yeah.
So he's going to give us the results of his first dental visit in nearly a decade.
Jesus Christ.
What's your guess? What do you think? You don't go to the dentist for 10 years. What do you think that's
oh,
like?
Oh, right. He was saying he was about to go. So he went, and this is that?
This is the results of the first visit to the dentist in a decade.
Man, I think it's bad. That's my guess.
What's your estimate? Crowns? We're talking root canals? Are we talking
10 cavities and 3 root canals?
It's a lot. That's 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. He said, I prepare myself for the worst so I wouldn't be devastated by the results. And I'm not sure this qualifies as the worst or not, but here it is. Repairing all of the damage / decay to my teeth is going to take no less than 5 visits.
5. Wow.
Work in all 4 quadrants of my mouth. 1 crown, 11 fillings.
I was pretty close on that.
Really close. And $4,400.
Nice.
Wow. But thank God he has dental insurance. There's no way he could have afforded the work. You know, I don't have dental insurance. But anyway, he thanks us for having the segment. Although our podcast is mostly entertainment, he says it inspired him to get his teeth fixed.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm really glad you did.
Again, if you're in the South Bay, go to Dr. Carl Dispenzier. He's really good. Or Sam Lee at New Wave Dentistry. Gardena.
$4,400, man.
Yeah, and you know a lot of
that
these...
That was Scott, right?
Yeah, Scott. And a lot of these dentists are real ripoff artists. Mm-hmm. Dispenzier is an honest guy, so is Sam. It's hard to find a guy that'll work on you that won't totally gypsy you.
Yeah.
God, 11 fillings, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad for 10 years.
For 10 years, I don't think that's that bad. That's a lot of years, man.
1 crown. Fuck.
I had 6... when I didn't go for a few years out here, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
When I went to the guy, yeah, that was a lot.
Dude, I asked my dentist, I was like, what's the grossest shit you've seen? He's like, you don't want to know. I'm like, oh, I have a show where we talk about this. I do.
This kind of stuff makes me gag.
Do you want to hear it?
I already know what it is because I've asked the same dentist.
Did he tell you this one?
Well, what did he say?
He said that he's had people come in with cavities so big, like huge gaping holes, and then the holes are full of food.
Yeah.
And he's had to pull out like chunks of food. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that horrendous?
Yes, it's fucking horrendous.
Fat, fat, hungry bitch. Hungry bitch. Fat, 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 hungry bitch. Hungry fat, 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 hungry bitch. Hungry bitch. Look at that bitch. Ooh. Fat, hungry bitch. That's a fat, hungry bitch. 10, 10, 10, 10 twinkles on a titty bitch. She got the deep fried chicken wing necklace. Hot dogs in the motherfucking pocket. I just like a lap. Why she ain't jerking legs?
No, not. Do you like that song?
It's nice. It's really nice.
Is this the new Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. This is Fat Hungry Bitch.
Fat hungry bitch, that's a fat hungry bitch. Fat hungry bitch, that's a fat hungry bitch. Fat hungry bitch, that's a fat hungry bitch. 10, 10, 10, 10 twinkles on a titty bitch. Fat hungry bitch, that's a fat hungry
bitch. Somebody send that in?
Bitch. Yeah. Fat hungry bitch, that's a fat hungry bitch. That's a listener submission. They're like, this is something perfect for your mom's house. 10, 10, 10 twinkles on a titty bitch. I'm like, sounds right for me. She's a motherfucking star. Look at the
size of her arm. Shake a limb. I like these kind of...
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, when they take the parody songs, I guess. They're like when they're cool and crude like this.
Yeah.
Damn.
Speaking of shits, we got a great poop story. And did
we
you
do?
Want to read this?
You read it.
I think we need some good music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
hold
this
on.
Is an epic tale. I think you guys are gather around kittens with story time.
All right. Let's see here.
This is so in our lane. You guys are going to absolutely love the story.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Give me one moment here. I'll pull this up.
Yeah. We need the right background for this. This is so funny.
You want?
This was submitted by Graham.
It's a real story.
This is a real life story. And I just thought for some reason you guys would really appreciate
let's
it.
Let's hear the story.
Okay. So it says, hi, mothers. I just wanted to write to tell you about my movement yesterday. I recently had surgery to fix my knee. I had popped my ACL. I've had that done. MCL and had a bucket handle tear on my medical meniscus. Damn. I did it dancing at a party. In short, my knee was a mess. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
After staying overnight at the hospital, I went home with a boatload of OxyContin for the pain, of which there was plenty. 4 days later, I went to my doctor to get something to combat the crippling constipation caused by the opiates. Boy, everybody knows that is the danger of taking those opiates, huh? He gave me a prescription for a strong laxative and said I should play it by ear. You smelling me? He said, take as much as I need. Feel me?
Yes.
Adjust the dose as I go. You know what I'm saying?
So this guy at this point hasn't shit in a few days.
Well...
Right? Because the opiates kept him cramped.
Here it goes. After not
laxatives. Okay.
After not pooping for 9 days.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me read that again. After not pooping for 9 days, I was getting a little worried. So I ramped up the laxative. Days 10 and 11... saw me taking about triple amount of the laxative I was initially prescribed. Uh-oh. This music is amazing. Day 12 came, and I felt it was going to be a holy day.
A day 12.
Day 12. I had my morning coffee, and it triggered a great deluge which would not be long forgotten. The movement started, a painful Bristol one. Huge, hard nuggets for about 10 minutes popped out. After I laid the Easter eggs, suddenly the stools turned. I can't read it inside. Stools turn to explosive. I can't. Suddenly the stools turn to explosive chocolate milk blasting from my ass. Twelve days of poop evacuated my body in a combination of jagged nuggets and brown water. Complete mess. Bristol 1 and 7.
Wow.
I wiped up extensively. I hobbled out of the bathroom a champion. Much love, Graham.
Wow, Graham.
Wow, talk about
that. That is a great story.
An epic story.
A really interesting story.
That was a nail biter. That was appropriate music for that.
That was. And congratulations on getting those 12 days of shit out of you. I'm sure you're feeling much better now. Speaking of nail biting.
Yeah.
I, after 34 years, have stopped biting my nails.
Wow. Congratulations, Jeans.
I should say I've stopped because I have now not bitten my nails in about, I don't know, about a month.
Wow. That's huge. You realize it's like.
Yes, I used to bite the nails, the cuticles, all the skin around it. I travel with Band-Aids always because I will bite and then bleed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll have like three Band-Aids on at the same time. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, they're real bleedy and painful looking for many years. This is a I'm really, really proud of you.
And I have to give credit. Horrifying. I have to give credit to my, I go to psychoanalysis every week. And I brought this up to my psychoanalysis, and she, you know, basically discussed how it's a behavior, and every behavior can be changed. This is behavioral.
Behavior so, modification.
Yes. So anyways, I've stopped, and I've always been very insecure about it. I've always hated the way it looked, you know? Like, I always would feel, I'd be talking to someone like this, I'd gesture, I would catch my own finger out of my eye and be like, Jesus. See like how like this little nubbins and stuff. So anyway, then I grew them out and I they've been growing for like a month and I have these like long nails which I've never had before in my life and I kept grabbing you and scratching you, pinching you.
Thank you.
I actually realized that I didn't know how to use fingernail clippers properly to cut nails.
Really?
I've never cut my nails before.
Oh, yeah. You just nod them off like a rat.
Yeah. So anyways, I went to get a manicure just to have it professionally done. And I think I'm gonna do that all the time.
Now, walk me through this. Where did you go? Were they speaking Vietnamese the whole time?
Yeah, Vietnamese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were yelling stuff to each other and yelling in my face where I was like, are you talking to me right now?
Don't
like,
you love that?
Yeah. I was like, I thought she was saying something to me. And I was like, excuse me? And she was talking to somebody else. And I was like, that's cool. So I guess that's what all those.
Yeah. You got a girlfriend in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah. They love to talk to each other. I mean, Angela Johnson has a famous bit about it for a reason.
Very
it's
famous.
So universal. Like,
anyways, now I love
so fucking rude. Oh, they look amazing. And I'm so proud of you that you did that. It's huge, dude. Fucking huge.
Huge. I'm going to go to get them professionally. Like, I feel like part of the psychological aspect of it, too, is that I not only don't want to bite them, but I want to take, like, extra good care of them.
Yeah, it's self-love, man. Self-care.
Yeah, yeah. But especially because I massacred them for 3 decades. You know?
Yeah, bro.
So anyways, while I'm there, I have my hands on the table. Lady is filing and stuff. I look over. A lady's at the pedicure station. She's getting her hands and her feet done. And she's getting extra long, like her toenails are extra long.
Hmm.
And then they put her sandals on and she gets up and she stands next to me. And she has, her toenails are like, or she got French pedicure.
No.
And they're hanging
no.
way over the toe.
No.
Why do girls get long toenails?
No, I don't understand that.
And then
that.
We walked on the beach.
Get it.
And
yeah,
what
yeah,
we
yeah,
see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw an old lady with like bronze, like super long toenails too. And she had the big toenail filed to a point. So it's super long and pointy. Like, dude,
what
you're not.
What is going on?
The reason you don't have long toenails is that they dig into your shoes and
they
don't, it's not comfortable.
Or
and
practical.
It's really a bad idea.
And if you lay down in bed with somebody, you're going to cut them.
Like you do to me.
Like I do to
your
you.
Your eagle's talons, they scratch and bloody up my legs every night. Why don't you get the pedicure too? I mean, you really could benefit from
it. Get out of here.
They're so jagged.
They're not.
They're like
jagged.
Corn chips. Yeah.
Whatever.
Remember when you had them as corn chips?
No.
Ugh, so gross.
Anyway.
Yeah, why do people do that, dude?
It's ladies.
So grody, though. A long toenail. Yeah. I don't know. I think the French pedicure is like the epitome of white trash.
Oh, my God. Fighting words.
Fighting words to who?
Somebody out there listening.
The wrestling fans? Yeah, dude.
Oh! Wrestling fans!
Undertaker. I don't know. I don't think it's a very classy look personally.
I'm really against I agree with you. I'm not a Frenchie fan. I don't like French manis.
French pedicure specifically.
I don't like
really
it.
Weird
I don't look. Like the French petty. I don't like it at
I'm
all. And I especially don't like this thing that I've seen where now they do black tips.
Yeah.
You seen that?
That's
where I'm like,
fucking weird.
Where now it just looks like you have dirt under.
Yeah,
but
dude.
It's not. It's an intentional black end.
It's all fucked up. I know I always go for a clean short nail. I'm a little dykey that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, how the fuck do you type if you got long,
well, that's
dirty
true. You
nails?
Go like this.
Yeah, well, I type a lot, so I like to have them short. Dude, remember fucking,
dude,
bro.
What?
Dude, remember that lady on My Strange Addiction who liked to grow out her toenails to the point
of
curling?
Oh, my God.
Remember
her toenails were like 18 inches long, yes.
And she's like, I can't get a job because I can't put shoes on. Or she has like special tennis shoes that are two sizes too big to accommodate.
And she was, she had major like body dysmorphia where she was like, but I keep them because they're sexy.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't get a job because I can't type nothing. I can't use my knuckles. You're like, what?
Yeah,
you can't type or
what
drive.
The fuck?
Make yourself useful, you stupid, dumb, fucking, cock-sucking motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so gay.
It's so lame.
Yeah.
And please, ladies, don't do the long toenails.
Bro,
like,
bro,
even
bro,
a little
bro.
Long. It's not attractive.
No, I like to keep them short and tight. Just it's cleanliness. It's a clean thing.
Yeah. But what about appearances?
It's gross. Yeah. I also pick my nose a lot.
Oh, my God.
And I like to keep as much hygiene with my nails as I can. Oh my God. You know what I saw that I totally thought of you? First of all, I angered a retarded person this week in San Rafael when I was up north.
Yeah.
I was at a crosswalk and I didn't know she was a retard. And I was at this crosswalk and I was like, I knew there was a Starbucks in the vicinity, but I didn't know where. So I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. Do you know where the Starbucks is? And she ignored me. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I just figured she didn't want to answer me. So I just let it go.
You couldn't see her face at this point?
Couldn't see her face. I'm just kind of behind her, but to the side of her. And she walks, the light turns, she walks. And then I notice that she's kind of running away from me. And then she goes, don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Retarded.
Yeah. And that's when I realized she was a Stevie.
Retarded.
Yeah. I angered a retarded person. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're listening... lady from the street.
Have you ever angered a retard before?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Of course.
It's my first time. It was very interesting.
Oh, they always get upset.
I felt bad for her. I'm like, all right, buddy. Like, I figured it out, and that's what I said back
They're
to
super
her.
Sensitive.
All right, buddy. I'm
They're
sorry.
They're emotionally sensitive.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
And a lot of them have anger problems.
Fuck.
Like, controlling
Tell me
anger.
About it.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the impulse control.
Of course.
So do I. Yeah. And then this other thing happened I totally want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So I was checking into the hotel, and there's like a jar of candy, and this like goofy, gangly 11-year-old boy, like this ginger boy, comes up and he's like, excuse me, are there any black candies? Black candies are my absolute favorite. Are there any black candies? And I was like, oh, you know what the problem with this is? And then I was like, okay, that was weird. And then I see him with his mother, and he's like, Mom, can we go and look at the unicorn pictures? I so love it. And I could hear that, like, something's, like, what are you fucking talking, like, demanding Mom's attention. And Mom was really, like, encouraging this creative sort of banter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you're one of those kids that aren't allowed to watch television.
Right.
And so you and Mom just sit around being creative all the time. Like, there's a certain level where you don't have to nurture every fucking creative impulse in a child.
I let his essence grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. And then little Jimmy grows up saying weird shit like, I like the black candies. And you're like, relax, kid. Nobody gives a fuck about you or your candy preference. Just of take course. Whatever's in the goddamn bowl. You understand? Like, the problem with nurturing that dog shit is that he's going to grow up and be really fucking disappointed with how the real world works.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to grow up jogging without shoes like these fucking lunatics we
Mother,
see.
I know. And like, that's when those kids, their speech doesn't fit their age.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. He was talking like a 50-year-old obese woman that goes to the Renaissance fair. Like, one of those open toe sandal wearing,
it's so fucking
just smelly vaginas, patchouli wearing. I'm gonna go to the Ren Fair. I ate a turkey leg because it's what they ate back in the Renaissance period. And you're like, well, all right,
it's like a kid who actually reads too much. You stop reading so much. You never say it to anybody but those kids. You're like, you need to dial back on the reading.
On the creativity, yeah. Like, you need to have friends.
That's have you been to this area before?
Yeah. You're like, what?
There's some trees that are native to this area. They don't grow anywhere else. I was reading a handbook that father gave me.
Right. Okay. Because the kid doesn't have friends. The kid has his mom and his dad. That's the problem.
And that family is the family that needs somebody in their life who's like,
what's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
That little boy's head would explode if he saw that.
Oh, my God.
Mother, I've never heard that word before.
No. He was so aggressive. I Dad told me to read this, though.
We don't say those things in our house.
We have two corrections. People corrected us.
Oh, okay.
On countries of origin.
Oh.
First of all, Tim Sharkey.
There's all this perception of free pussy. You know, the stupidest thing in the world I've ever heard is free pussy.
We mistakenly attributed his country of origin as being Momstralia.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just absolutely inundated with messages.
Thrashed!
Saying that he is, in fact, a Kiwi.
Oh! Oh, sure.
So.
Sure. Damn it.
From New Zealand, not from Australia, and to Mr. Sharky and to Kiwis and Aussies everywhere, we apologize.
No pussy is free.
Is he from Christchurch?
Then, in our Live from Man Fran Disco episode, we played a number of times this man who a lot of people are excited about.
His paper is stuck in butter. Oh, no.
And I believe my guess was I kept guessing that he was
Filipino.
Yes. And we went on and on.
Yeah,
and,
Filipino.
And we had Asian people at the show who were guessing also. You know, remember there was the Asian girl in the front row.
Right. There were experts in the, at hand.
Right. But we just got this message sent to us. Tina Thomas, my bestest mommies. No, Tina Thomas, my bestest mamas.
Oh, I like
it
that.
It says, oh, no. That guy is Cambodian for show.
Oh.
But seriously, who among us has never had his peepee stuck in butter?
You know what? I think he's right because...
Oh, no.
Do you remember Tia Carrera and Wayne's World?
Yeah.
She talked like that.
She did?
She, not as severe, but her Cantonese, like he would make fun of her. And I think that's
Cantonese?
Kinda, she'd go, I'm Cantonese. Wasn't she Cantonese?
But that's Chinese.
Oh, wait. Sorry. What did we say?
Cambodian.
Cambodian. Never mind.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I got that mixed up. Oh, maybe. Wait, no. Wait. I'm going to look it up right now.
Shit, yeah, man.
Fuck, now I'm confused. I thought Tia Carrera was. Hold on.
All right.
Fuck my butthole.
She is from Honolulu.
But in Wayne's World, her character was...
I don't know.
Was maybe Cambodian.
She is the daughter of Filipino parents.
Oh, Filipino. Damn.
But you might be right about what's in Wayne's World.
Yeah, I hope so.
What's the character in Wayne's World?
She's the girlfriend. Oh,
right.
So.
Wayne's World.
That movie was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
I
thought that was the best movie of all time when I saw it.
Dude, it was actually really fucking funny. For the time, it wasn't that bad.
She was Cassandra Wong, so she was Chinese.
Oh, never mind. Those Cantonese.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. Tried to make a connection there.
You go for it. Sometimes you go for it and you get it wrong and you're just like,
oh no.
Cassandra, that was her name. Yeah.
Yeah. So, where were we? What were we just talking about?
Oh no. Corrections.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Corrections.
Now, are you ready for more of your favorite segment of this show now? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you smell me?
You know what I'm saying? They steal my family, La Coca, all day. You know what I'm saying? But I guess they found something better. I don't really know the depths of it. But we all good, like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We did Rock the Bells. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? La Coca, House of Pain. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. Everybody down with them. Hooligans, man. What up? What's going down? DMS crew, I love you. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Rico, salute you. You know what I mean? But,
That's Tech Nine. He's doing an interview Calgary. So he drops some there. We have to obviously get our new investigator to investigate these clips with the, you know what I'm saying, criteria now.
Right. We had a setback this week due to your illness and we weren't able to connect with this.
But this is a new clip. Tech Nine is obviously, he's throwing his name in the hat. He's saying, consider me. If you would, I can drop it a lot of times in a minute is what he's saying. I think that's what he's saying.
I think he has a really solid chance
at
the, you know what I'm saying, victory here.
We do. We agree that, he's got a real good shot. Now, to take it out of music for a second, James Broadnax is a criminal who did an interview.
Yes, yes.
And he drops it. I mean, can we see how many times he says it in a minute or so? Let's see what he says.
See, I wasn't going to go out in there first, you know what I'm saying? We just riding around and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just passing by time and shit, smoke, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all smoking weed?
Mm-hmm.
Blunts? All right, what happened? Y'all decided to go to Dark? Where were you? Were you in Oakland then or what?
We was in East Dallas.
In East Dallas?
And on our way to downtown Dallas on the bus, you know what I'm saying? Just riding around and shit.
And then y'all decided to go to Garland? How'd y'all come to Garland?
I decided to go hit a lick. You know what I'm saying? And shit, one of the best spots is Garden, because that's where all the rich white folks stay at. You know what I'm saying? So shit, we got caught a motherfucker slipping. She ain't popped his bitch ass. That's what it is.
You saw him walking, were they walking towards their car?
See, this is what happened.
I mean, this is a jailhouse interview about how shit went down. I don't know what crime exactly, but we'll see.
What's really interesting about this YKWIS is that it's also unintelligible. The content in between that, you know what I'm saying, I don't understand what the fuck he's saying.
Oh, which always adds value to it, you know what I'm saying. That's true.
Right.
That's true. And we're gonna go to my all-time favorite, one of my favorite people ever, and he's a legendary, you know what I'm saying, dropper, but we had never been sent anything from his before. I never even thought to look for his, you know what I'm saying, and now we're going to get them. But let's hear this guy.
You know what I'm saying? Downtown.
He started his sentence with, you know what I'm saying, right there. That's huge points. There's got to be a way to bonus these guys. I mean, he's about to tell him the story right here. So he takes a deep breath and he starts with it. He goes, you know what I'm saying? That is amazing.
That reminds me so much of my favorite, you know what I'm saying? Where the Suge Knight was in that jail. Yes. And then he's like, I'm like, psh, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That also, I mean, that's...
It's similar in essence. Like, it replaces an entire thought.
Yeah, well, that is why that one became so popular.
Right.
It's because there was nothing really being said.
Which is really, when the, you know what I'm saying, signifies nothing, I feel like that's a whole other level, if you know what I'm saying.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Downtown, Dallas City, you know what I'm saying? And shit, before the train stopped running, she had told my cousin, like, shit, when they hop on the train, you know what I'm saying, go to downtown garden, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, we got to make something happen. Because if we get out there and get stuck, you know what I'm saying, nigga, that's a long-ass walk back. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, I had this little pill. Or whatever. So shit, went out there, got off the train, you know what I'm saying, just walking around and shit, seeing them coming out the studio, chopped it up with them, you know what I'm saying, asking for a cigarette, shit, and shot they bitch ass. What it is, hopped in they shit and rolled up.
First time you shot somebody? Did you know you knew they was dead?
Yeah, I made sure they was dead.
Tell me, sir, you shot them more than once?
Yeah. Y'all read it in the newspaper? I know y'all done looked at the bodies and all that shit.
I just want to hear it from
the
you.
The driver, well, I'm finna tell you. The nigga, I guess who owned the car, whatever, you know.
This is a news interview. Okay, well, I'd never heard this. I'm like, what the fuck is
dropped
going
an
on?
N-bomb too?
Yeah, he said motherfucker. He said everything in this news interview.
Shay 45 is the morning.
All right, so we're about to... this is my all-time favorite, though.
Yeah.
This dude is legendary. My mother's a fan. I mean, this is like as good as it gets for, you know what I'm saying. All right.
The gold standard, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
I have to say, Ghost, I'm impressed. I was like, Ghost ain't coming at no damn 8 o'clock in the morning.
I was coming, yo. When I work, now I go front. When I work.
So... Is this next album that you're doing, right? You said this album is something that you wanted to do. It's not really even about the fans. This is something that you wanted
to do. I want
to
do this shit. Right. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, I told you, I done kicked all types of street shit, B, talked about spots, cracks, getting shot, all types of shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, this shit right here, man, this R&B shit, it's like, yo, when I did shit like with Carl Thomas, you know what I mean? Even the Jodeci remix.
So he's going for the, you know what I mean, which we've decided stands like it's in the category. If you drop, you know what I mean, they're also, you know what I'm saying.
I feel as though it's a subcategory.
I feel like it's an equal category. The you smell me's and you dig me's are subcategories.
Of you know what I'm
saying or mean. Right, yeah, because right. You know what I mean is you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying it's identical.
They're equal, yeah. You dig and you smell me is not.
I'm going to disagree with you respectfully. You know what I'm saying is a little different than you know what I mean, but I don't know what you're saying and I don't know what you mean. Those are two separate thoughts, according to Judge Mathis.
little few lines I had on Beyonce's couple
summertime.
Of records.
Summertime.
You know what I mean? Even I had a Me, Myself, and I remix. That was, the verse was kind of crazy on that shit. To the left shit.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Irreplaceable.
You know, all that shit. 112, All I Got Is You, the Neo shit. You know what I mean?
You do this.
He's saying, you know what I mean, a lot.
And a lot of shit.
He's saying shit a lot too, but that's a whole
other thing.
On the
radio. And this is terrestrial radio, isn't it?
No, it's serious.
Okay.
Yeah, he can say it.
A lot of shit. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see if he drops a few more. Okay. I could listen to Ghostface talk for days.
I'm not sure I understand what he's talking about.
You do know what he's saying. You do know what he means.
Babyface shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like people like when I write stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And my message, damn, when I write a story comes across real well, whether it's fiction or reality. You know what I mean? So Jesus, I feel Christ. I feel that I could get my shit across on some growing man shit. You know what I mean? It ain't all, this album right here is not just all about, all right, yeah, it's a love album, but it's like you got certain situations too when your woman is, you know, with the next nigga around your kids, and it's like, yo, you hurting. Mm-hmm. You miss it because you fucked up. Now you lonely now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got other different type of, you know, situations that men go through and shit like that. So it's like,
hold on.
It's time to like,
what's up?
Your bitch is with a new. Sorry, a new.
Right. Yeah, right.
May I say
right.
it since it's an.
I don't know. You said.
Nigga. And it, with your kids, and you're like, I fucked up. Now, that to me sounds like classic Shakespeare plot. That's a Shakespearean play. That's Romeo and Juliet.
Ghost is the best.
Yeah.
Ghost is the best.
Hmm.
It's highly agreed upon by many.
Yeah, he's the woo, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he is he's as good as it gets. He's as good as it gets. He really is a poet.
Yeah.
I'm giving him that credit. You just totally dropped one of these on me. You totally
what?
You just came in out of nowhere and a pencil. You became
away from the door.
You said
Well, it is a word that used the intent and definition of the word. We have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
You did this guy.
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Keyshawn Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student. He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down. And the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well then, get away from the door, nigga.
And then he says, can you lend a nigga a pencil, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's...
Look, I have no malice in my heart.
The Jefferson County High School teacher has nigga. And I was just,
you know,
I repeated, why is this word used so frequently? So I just don't understand it, and I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga. That, you know, nigga this, nigga please, nigga. You know, can you lend the nigga a pencil?
See, he sounded cogent until he did all the examples and the sounds
God.
And stuff.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ugh.
What?
Come on, man.
I know it's nothing like yours.
Let's get back to Ghost.
Yeah.
He's really dropping the science.
Get on some growing shit. And I'm saying this like, yo, I'm older now. I was a young nigga coming in, kicking all out. I don't kick so much shit, it's ridiculous.
He says it
but
a lot.
It's like, you gotta grow. Something like what Mary J. Blige did. You know what I mean? She fucked around and had all that 411 shit, but when she came with no drama, she started becoming a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? And talking about woman's situation and things and this and that and the third. Back then, she was the Wild Mary, which we all love, though. But at the same time, yo, I can't stay 25 all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to say that I'm not gonna kick that shit. You know what I mean? That other shit on other shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I gotta
What the fuck is he talking? I'm not going to kick that shit on other shit.
Yeah.
I don't even understand what the fuck he's talking.
You want me to break it down for you?
Please help me.
He's saying that young wild shit that he did when he was 25. It's not who he is now, but that street get buck wild shit, run up, do dirt, pull a gun on somebody. He's still going to do tracks like that on another album. But on this album, man, it's more about grown man R&B.
You know, we need a segment where you translate what rappers are saying or what people I don't understand are saying.
Coming up, you know, I'm getting wiser. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
he's an adult now.
How do you speak? You're like the rapper whisperer.
Yeah. So look, these are all great. You know what I'm saying? Submissions. I want to go back and just listen to this criminal talk about his murder that he took.
Oh boy. I don't understand this. You need to translate.
You're not going to say anything? You're not going to say anything at all?
What kind of response do you want?
We finna get ready to walk out because we were talking to him. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Because they were coming out of the studio, locking it up, and all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he would not be as receptive of our award if we awarded it to him.
I don't want to talk to that guy. Mm. I don't want to invite him to the ceremony. God, I wish we could actually have an awards ceremony. How fun would that be?
Yeah, so we will send these links, though, to our mathematician, and we'll get this. I owe that. I was delayed a few days from not feeling so good. But
I can't wait.
That's our show today. So we'll be back, as always, in a couple days.
Guys, send in your unintelligible clips of rappers and speakers of various Ebonic dialects and see if my husband can decode what they're saying.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Send it to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. It's yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the email address. Here's a little clip from Christina doing her from her new album.
Size, it's nigga.
Guys, that's not true. Come on.
We love you.
I love you, Jeans.
You're very special. You're a good mommy. People like you a lot. So
you're the best. You're number one. You pull your jeans up. You listen to the best podcast. You're the number one fans. You're everything great. You listen to good things.
There you
have good taste.
There you go.
I love you.
We love you. We'll see you soon. Check us out online. Bye.
Bye, meow.
Bye, meow. Bye, meow. Meow.
Go ahead, boy. Look at these sluts and start jacking that dick. Come on. You want to jerk off? Well, you've got to do it. Right now. And me. Stroke it, dick boy. Yeah.
Give it to me, boy. Let it all go. Let it go.